This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
We've been discussing throughout the show tonight various different aspects of this, the recent riots, protests that have erupted across the United States, starting in Minneapolis with the latest murder by the police. This one set people off, and rightfully so. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who've used this as an excuse to simply steal things, loot, destroy, and punish innocent business owners that have absolutely nothing to do with. We're not supporters of the police.
I wonder where they learned to do that from. Where did they learn to take advantage of these types of situations for their own personal gain?
What are you suggesting?
Government.
In the idea that never let a crisis go to waste kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it certainly happened with COVID. Government attempted to expand power, and we can see that...
They did.
In their expansion of the power, that is not their intent to protect you, small
right.
business, or anything else.
Right, yeah. The police are not there to protect you. They cut and ran out of the 3rd Police Precinct in Minneapolis, and the protesters, I'd say rightfully, set fire to the facility.
We should have asked that LEO that called in whether he thought that police were protecting and serving the general public or the ruling class.
Let's go to more of your phone calls and thoughts.
Well, he did say why they got into policing was to protect the general public.
But he said some of the people got into it. He acknowledges that not all police are interested in that. Some of them are just interested in empowering and destroying lives themselves and destroying lives and getting rich off of stealing stuff from people. There are curfews, by the way, popping up in cities across the United States. Minneapolis went first last night with an 8 p.m. Central Time curfew.
8 p.m.? You said 9 p.m. was the bedtime for 10-year-olds, right? Jeez, man. Talk about the nanny state.
Exactly. And now we're seeing other cities as well. Denver has announced a curfew. Los Angeles has announced a curfew. Philadelphia has announced a curfew. And there's probably there's several others as well where they're trying to head off what they believe will be continuing increasing in intensity riots. So we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. You want to weigh in because are you a free person if mommy government can tell you you can't even walk outside your home?
Yeah, what are we, 10?
Of course, that's not really that different than what's been going on over the last 2 or 3 months here now with so-called lockdowns across the United States. Let's go, though, to Tony. He's in South Georgia listening to WMTM. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi there, guys. Totally agree with your assessment of the situation in Minneapolis. The officer with his knee on the guy's neck, full weight, because you can see his other leg moving around, and the 4 officers standing there, and one of them didn't say, hey, let the guy up. And also, I totally agree with the violence. It is senseless. The looting and the small businesses who are incurring the wrath of these mobs. But there is a story that the national news has not picked up. It came out of Chicago on one of the L trains where a guy got into a tussle with 2 officers. One pulled out his weapon and shot the guy. The guy was unarmed. It killed him. LeBron James is not around. Al Sharpton is not around. Black Lives Matter is not around because the 2 officers involved were black and the assailant white.
Yeah, and I think that that is one of the difficulties of all of this. I really wish we lived in a colorblind world where we could see that, because here in the radio, what on Free Talk Live, what our claim is that it isn't black versus white. It is the state versus us.
Yep.
And that's what it basically comes down to, is that these people, whether these people are black or white, in these uniforms, have qualified immunity and don't have to be responsible for their actions. I'm not saying some of them aren't. Don't act as though they are responsible people. And in fact, probably many of them do. But when you put incentives in place that give people the ability to act irresponsibly, that's what you're going to, you know, when you don't cause people to be responsible, they're going to act irresponsibly. Just take a look at the politicians and you'll see, you know, to a smaller extent what the police are going to be like.
There were some mixed messages that I observed today at the very large protest that happened in Manchester that went on for a couple hours here in New Hampshire, where on one hand there were definitely, you know, the Black Lives Matter chants that were going on. But on the other hand, there were also some people on the megaphone, and there was some signage about how we're all part of the human race. There's only one race, and that's the human race.
I say that all the time.
That's a message that I can get behind.
Yes.
I understand. I'm not trying to minimize the idea that, yes, minorities are definitely more targeted by the police. There's no doubt about that. The statistics bear it out. It's pretty clear. But that doesn't mean that there aren't, you know, white people who are also having the life choked out of them or them being shot to death. And I'm thinking of Duncan Lemp, of course, as the most recent example of that. When I was listening to the names of people being read off at these, at the protests, you know, reading off names of victims of police violence from across the United States, I didn't hear the name Duncan Lemp. But then again, these would have to be exhaustive lists. I don't know if all the people on the list were just black victims of the police or not. But I totally agree with you guys on this. You know, it's the police versus everybody else. It's totally an us versus them thing. And even they look at it that way. They've got their precious thin blue line. It's their gang symbol where they protect each other. And black officers protect white officers, and white officers protect black officers for the most part. And they are going against all of the rest of us.
I can't remember looking into it from the position of evidence, but do you suppose the state is the most racist acting organization?
As in they're against the human race?
Well, I mean,
he just dropped off. Thanks for the call.
As far as, you know, not being colorblind, do you suppose that there are more racist acts against people,
by state actors?
By state actors than there are by individuals?
Interesting question.
I can tell you that they would be more harmful, right? So
sure.
If, let's say that you've got a, your classic racist, right? So white guy dislikes black people. That's the one everybody wants you to think about.
Right.
In one case, it's a white guy, telling a black guy, you can't eat at my restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that's the lunch counter thing. It's a big deal. In the other case, you have a white police officer, putting his knee on a black guy's neck until he dies, or,
right,
you know, brutalizing him and no one cares, or whatever the situation is. I'd rather be personally told, no soup for you, than to be beaten up.
Yeah, right, no doubt.
So when the state acts in a racist fashion, it is worse than when...
More likely to be deadly.
Right.
I mean,
want to know if a restaurant owner was a racist, because then I could be like, well, you know, I like your soup, but I'm not going to your restaurant because you won't let my friend who's black come.
Right. I mean, we know, like, statistically that there are less white people in prison than, fewer than, other colors.
Yep.
We know that the arrest rate is higher for blacks than it is, any other color, really. So we can point to some of that as evidence. So I'm just wondering if the state as a whole is, like, the most racist organization.
Good question. I mean, it is certainly a place wherein a racist can garner power for themselves, right?
Because if an organization type that's that massive and pervasive throughout the globe is, in fact, the most racist organization, then there's a possible perspective that many more people who maybe don't find themselves to be of the freedom mind can get behind.
I want to get Richard on the line. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Go ahead, Richard.
How you doing? Yeah, I think this rioting and looting is stupid. Honest to goodness, if the grown people are acting like a fool, what do you think that dog's going to do?
Barely understand. I don't know if it's because you're swallowing the phone. Maybe back off your phone a little bit, too. Say again, please.
Okay. I said, It's ridiculous the way these grown people are acting. Looting and rioting and stuff is not the answer. Yes, have a peaceful protest, but you don't want to hurt your own community. If the grown people are acting like a fool, what do you think the kids gonna do?
That's a great point. Richard, thank you for the call tonight. People acting like fools. It is not effective to destroy your friends and neighbors' businesses or strangers' businesses, because, again, a lot of people coming into these cities from the outside, they don't live there. There's more coming up here. Thank you, Richard. This is Free Talk Live.
When we adopted Buddy, we didn't know that she has to see sitting up. To just put him down.
DinoVite.com.
I heard about Dinovite and started mixing it in with his food. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dinovite.
I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The captain.
And Mark.
So we continue to dissect and discuss the ongoing protests and riots, now curfews being announced in multiple cities across the United States. Last night, the situation in Minneapolis did see a major police crackdown. So, you know, they came back with a vengeance, came in with National Guard troops as well, occupying the streets and dispersing protesters.
Now, I've heard that National Guard has been deployed in multiple cities.
I suspect you're right about that.
I don't have an article to prove it.
Yeah, I haven't been so, you know, it's too much to follow, right? Like, there's so much going on right now. I mean, I was out at a protest today, so I haven't even really done much more than look at the headlines that right before we started the show. But I have been following a lot of this over the last few days, including watching some of the live feeds. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. The number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But last night, we went out and we did our 10th week of the Keene Nightcap.
Week 10.
Where I didn't even count last night. What did we get up to last night? Like 7 or 8 people, something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Some of the weeks we've had more than 10 people, others not. But we've been going out and just openly violating the governor's stay-at-home orders.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, every single week here in Keene, New Hampshire. Long before these protests were going on, we were doing it here in Keene. peacefully, of course, and just minding our own business. Yes. But anyway, before we went to this event, we were actually on the air doing an after show on our DLive and our Twitch channels, mm-hmm. which you can follow those channels over at DLive.LRN.FM or Twitch.LRN.FM. There are live streaming video channels. During our radio shows like this one, we are live on those platforms. But every now and then we'll do what we call an after show, or it's we call it Freer Talk Live because you can say the F word on Twitch. So we were doing that last night before we went to the nightcap. Me and nobody were in here doing mm-hmm. it. And so the idea was, well, let's come back, because we were watching some of the footage from Minneapolis at that time and just sort of commenting, sort of doing a play-by-play of what we were seeing on the Minneapolis footage. And so we thought, well, you know, it was only 11 o'clock or 11:30 when we stopped, and we figured, well, things are going to get more interesting throughout the night, so let's come back after we're at nightcap for a couple hours and do another show. By the time we came back, it was over. The footage was still going. There was, like, still, you know, the Unicorn Riot girl was still walking around, but she was, like, all alone. There was nobody else around her. The police were obviously somewhere. But
so all of the rioters started yawning. Like,
they dispersed.
Go to bed.
I think they got dispersed by the arrival of police and National Guard troops.
The government guard.
That were on the scene there. And, in fact, I've got a whole story about the National Guard being called in into those various cities across the United States. We can talk about that. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. Let's go to the phones and to Laszlo. He's calling from the United States. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh.
Hey, you're on the air.
Me, Laszlo?
What's your name?
Laszlo.
Laszlo, yes, sir.
Okay, hi.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Mark will remember me from suggesting my five points of positiveness by digging a canal.
Ah, yes.
4,000
miles. You're the
one
who wanted the giant canal separating the United States and Mexico.
There you go.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, good memory.
Wow,
yeah.
It's been
20 miles wide, 200 feet deep, 4,000 miles of Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, that would
or,
be that,
Acapulco
and I believe that the,
or whatever.
I can't remember what the comparison to Mount Everest was, but the dirt was well.
My cat sat on my mouth. Hold on.
Yeah, it's never good. What were you calling about tonight, though, Laszlo?
Why is anybody surprised about propaganda?
What do you mean?
Smith-Mundt Act. Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T.
Okay.
Right?
What's that?
Of 2013, I believe, was repealed.
What is it?
It's a propaganda act. Like, you can't propagandize the American people.
Who said that? The government?
It's done every day.
Wait, was this an act that stopped, that supposedly told the government they couldn't propagandize?
Right. Correct.
Oh, well, so they repealed that, so now it's totally fine for them to propagandize.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the way it's always been. Nothing's really changed. And, you know, it's not like the government's going to prosecute themselves. So even if it was illegal for the government to, you know, do propaganda, it's not like they're going to go after themselves for it. So
correct.
It wouldn't matter.
Correct. But I have a bigger question for all you guys.
Okay, yeah.
Which came first, public sector or private sector?
Well, it seemed like
you
private
can,
sector.
You can dull out the sound effect of the drinking.
It's nice that you've admitted it. So, I mean, that's
okay. Yeah, of course.
The idea of government is something that, you know, we weren't born with, right? The idea of the state is something that somebody
came... I didn't say government.
Well, that's what the public sector is, Laszlo, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Public is a code word for government.
It is.
It's a code
word.
So it's
national.
Right. To make you think that it's something bigger or better or, you know, larger than what it is. And what it is just a criminal enterprise of human beings who are using this sort of window dressing of, oh, well, look, we have elections. We have courts. We have, you know, all this, like I say, window
dressing.
Same
old crap keeps happening, but you have the ability to do something about it.
You can vote.
And you don't. I mean, yeah. The evidence is, I'd say that Donald Trump was something different than what we you're sort of generally expecting. Okay, I mean, it's different, but, you know, you in and of yourself, you aren't the government. They tell you you're the government, but if you were the government, you'd be able to change something. You can't change anything. Try to change something. That's how you'll know whether or not you actually are in control.
So, as we're saying, the curfews are coming down in various cities across the United States. The story here coming from the Associated Press just a couple hours ago, protesters set police cars ablaze in Minneapolis, smashed businesses' windows, and skirmished with baton-wielding officers in the streets from Atlanta to Los Angeles. As anger over George Floyd's death spread across the country, so-called authorities were bracing for more violence Saturday, that's today, with some calling the National Guard to beef up overwhelmed forces in Minneapolis, the city where Floyd died Monday after a white police officer pressed a knee into his neck and kept it there for more than 8 minutes. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz fully mobilized the state's National Guard and promised a massive show of force to help quell unrest that has grown increasingly destructive. Walz said, quote, "The situation in Minneapolis is no longer in any way about the murder of George Floyd. It's about attacking civil society, instilling fear, and disrupting our great cities," which, of course, all the government does, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, so they're describing government actions?
Yeah, they attack civil people. They attack and instill fear. That's how they rule, is through instilling fear, which is what the COVID crackdown has all been about, is making people fearful so they'll do what they're told. On Saturday, again, that's today, after a tumultuous night, racially diverse crowds took to the streets again for peaceful protests in dozens of cities. Friday's protests, too, had started calmly from New York to Oakland, California, and from Atlanta to Portland, Oregon, before many descended into violence. The toll-free number here is 855-450 for you to weigh in on the unrest going on across the United States and share your thoughts with us. You can do that. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450, free like freedom.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Protests are again turning violent in many U.S. cities over the death of a black man who was pinned to the ground by a white policeman in Minneapolis. In Cleveland, reporter Greg Savers.
Two Cleveland police cars were set on fire by some of the demonstrators, and they are fully engulfed in flames now. And in the meantime, sheriff deputies surrounding the courts building, where several windows have been broken out, they're shooting tear gas canisters at the crowd now.
Officials across the country are bracing for another night of possible violence following a national call for protests. The governor's closing major highways to try to keep the peace. At the Kennedy Space Center, President Trump vowed his administration will do anything to stop the mob violence. This is USA Radio News. President Trump announced he's cutting ties with the World Health Organization during a pandemic that's killed more than 362,000 people worldwide. He said the reason he's doing it is because China covered up the origins of the coronavirus. In addition to his WHO announcement, the president said he's taking steps to revoke Hong Kong's favored trade status with the U.S. after China approved a controversial national security law. In Louisville, seven people were wounded, one critically, after someone opened fire on a crowd of protesters outside City Hall. The demonstrators were demanding justice for EMT Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed by police inside of her apartment. Louisville Metro Council President David James.
They were very peaceful protests, but as the night went on, a small element of people showed up that weren't focused on having a peaceful protest. And we saw what happened from that play out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll-free. Numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those and join us here on the radio waves. Now, we've been talking about the ongoing protests that are continuing across the United States. Many other cities joining in today. Luckily, in our very own Manchester, New Hampshire, things were pretty peaceful. There weren't any, at least that I was aware of, arrests that went down. I did hear a couple people talking about some arrests that had happened, but it might have been later on. There was one guy who apparently drove by and threatened some people. He did get apparently arrested.
Yeah, I thought I saw one guy got arrested for something.
Yeah, but if there had been an arrest during the actual protest, it would have caused a huge stir, and that didn't happen. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure the police, they sort of stood by and watched. This was one of the other differences between today's protest, the Black Lives Matter protest, and the reopened New Hampshire protest that mm-hmm. happened that we went to. So I've been to both.
Yep.
And the police were at the Black Lives Matter protests, But they were nowhere to be found when it came to the reopen New Hampshire protest, which was very interesting. In fact, one of the guys we were with said he saw the police chief himself sitting and in a cruiser and sort of observing from a distance. So there were a lot of cops involved. They had like shut down some of the side streets. They closed them off as the protesters were marching to keep other cars from going through.
You know, so, it's a classy event if the supervisor shows up.
And the chief himself there. So in cities across the United States, protests continued. Also, curfews are now in place. And one of the things, I mentioned off the air, and we're going to go right back to your phone calls, but curfews are actually a factor that will make these worse.
I think so.
I think this is an interesting point.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it.
Yeah, and I didn't think of it either. So I forget who told me this earlier today, but it's a great point. The idea being that, hey, if you tell everybody, if you come out after 8 p.m., which is what most of these curfews are now,
yep.
If you come out after 8 p.m., you are subject to arrest. Now, there are certain exemptions, so if you're, you know, if you have to go to work or something like that, or if you're in the media, there's an exemption. So it depends on how it's written or whatever. But for the most part, if you don't have a legitimate excuse by view of the government, then you can't be out and they could possibly arrest you for it. Well, if people are upset and protests are in the midst of happening, as we're seeing happen, and people are going to want to keep coming out despite the fact that there's a curfew, well, guess what? Just you're going to get the hardcore people who aren't afraid to be arrested, which means you're more likely to get the tough crowd of the people who are willing to, you know, destroy a business, commit looting, commit right. violence. They're more likely to continue to come out, whereas average folks who, you know, maybe they have work to go to the next day or the next week, they can't risk getting arrested just simply for leaving their homes.
Right.
They're worried about their families. You know, they've got all these other considerations. They're going to be like, well, I guess we're staying in. There's a curfew. We don't want to go up against the police just for walking out of our home, whereas the other people who just don't give an F, they're going to go out and they're going to break stuff.
I guess in a way, from the perspective of the state, that is a potentially effective tactic at dividing the number of protesters.
It could be. But what it definitely does do is it makes it so those who are out are more likely to be troublemakers.
Yeah.
And so therefore they don't have that sort of influence of being around other people who are against destruction.
Right.
Of the people who are saying, well, hey, man, don't do that. Hey, that's not cool.
Right.
Because there is a factor where if you've got enough, if you've got 100 people or 1,000 people and half of them are against violence and, you know, they're against destruction of property, they will be an attenuating factor against the people who are in favor of the destruction of property. And if all those people stay home, or if 90% of them stay home, yeah, then you're just going to have the baddies out there. Let's go to the cops, who are, of course, worse. We go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Debbie. She's in South Carolina. Debbie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. First time listener, first time caller.
Welcome. Thank you.
I bet you're shocked.
Well, this is not why I called, but I do want to send my prayers and condolences to the family of that gentleman that was killed. That's just horrific. I can't understand how those three other cops could stand there and witness and allow that one cop to do that to that man.
Well, they get paid for it.
I'm just appalled. So
it's sick. It's inhumane. It's hard to believe that any human being could stand there and do nothing. Now, I understand why the people watching don't want to get involved as much as they may have wanted to step in, because you know that cop and the other three cops are going to shoot you. If you tried to come up there and pull that cop off of that man, you'd end up dead. And they would be justified legally in shooting you for that. So I understand why people stand by and just record video. It's the safest, most effective thing you can do without getting physically involved. But, man, I do wish that someday we can see a crowd of people go in and take a cop off of killing some, stop a cop from killing somebody. I don't think they should kill the cop. This is what I was telling one of the protesters today. I'm like, look, I think that what needs to happen in these situations is the people around need to come in there, pull that cop off of that guy, and then handcuff the cop and leave him there.
Yeah.
You don't have to kill the cop.
Can I ask you a question?
Just stop him. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I heard earlier, either Friday or Thursday, on the Rush Limbaugh show that the cop that actually killed him had like 18 infractions, and one of the other three had 5 infractions. My point with that, if you have a cop that has 18 complaints, so obviously we don't know how severe those complaints are, but 18 complaints, Don't you think something should have been done? He should have been suspended or possibly, based on what type of complaints they were, removed from the force before something like this, before it escalated it and something like
this? Well, that's what a company that would be interested in your business would be interested in doing, right?
Yeah, like, they were interested in customer service.
Right. Yeah.
And if the customers were indeed the general public.
The short answer is yes. And the fact is that this happens all the time. This isn't isolated to Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. In fact, Minneapolis is probably one of the better cities about these sorts of things. And one would ask the question then is, why does this keep happening? Why are police officers that have complaints against them over and over and over again allowed to stay on the force, allowed to stay on the beat?
Because they protect each other.
They're not moved to different jobs. And even more importantly, you know, they get these complaints against them, and then something happens. Why does the police force expose themselves to this? I don't have a good answer for that.
Because they're not liable. Because there's almost never any punishment. There's never any liability for these officers directly or for any of their superiors.
The job type specifically incentivizes the behavior of psychopaths.
Yes. Yes, it does. And then you end up getting psychopaths. And Debbie, great call. Good question.
And so those 18 infractions are actually a sparkling resume for a police chief looking to hire the next star cop.
Right, because if it is an organization full of psychopaths, then it's inevitable that the psychopaths will become the chiefs. And so therefore you've got a bunch of insane, you know, lunatics. I'm not saying all police are like this, because again, there are some
good ones out there. But the job incentivizes that type of behavior.
It absolutely does. And because you're forced to pay for them, then they have no accountability whatsoever. You can't, it's not real accountability, these half-ass measures that these people put into place. Well, we're concerned here in Atlanta. We're going to form the Atlanta Police Review Board. Now, we're going to put important people on the Atlanta Police Review Board, and they're going to have the power to review what the police do, and they're going to have the power to make suggestions as to what could happen. And they make it sound like they're doing all this stuff, but nothing actually changes.
And they always mention the word reform.
Right.
Well, so it wasn't formed correctly the first 17 times before
the past
17 reforms that happened?
Remake it again. They haven't changed anything significant.
And unlike any other type of organization, you have no choice in provider.
That's the most important.
If you don't like the provider, the service that you're getting, oh well.
Right. If there's a Walmart and that you go into the Walmart and the guy running the electronics department smacks you in the face every time you come into the store, you'd probably be like, I'm not shopping here anymore. You might go and tell the manager, hey, I just got punched by the guy in the electronics department.
Yeah.
And if the manager didn't go and do something about that, you would rightfully tell all your friends about the experience, and you'd say, I'm never going to shop at that store
again. And it's not like press agencies, like our own, have not attempted to file police complaints in the past.
Right.
In many cases, what you'll find is people get beat up who try to file complaints.
Yeah. Well, they arrested the CNN reporter just the other night on the air.
Yep.
We got more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You got to be able to choose if you want to have accountability of these organizations.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. If you're on the lines now, we're going to do our best to get you in here. If you're not, well, you can always call tomorrow because we're doing this show live all 7 nights per week. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you miss a moment, you can always go download it any old time you want to over at freetalklive.com. Hey, the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. And in just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe and only in a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. And when the new Divvy wallet launches because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org, D-I-V-I, DivvyProject.org, right back into your phone calls and thoughts. A lot of people, understandably, with comments on the riots that are spreading across the United States as government gangsters crack down on people, many of whom are peaceful. The supermajority, of course, of protesters are peaceful. There are some agents provocateur. There are some troublemakers. There are some bad people out there that are making things worse for everybody by destroying private property, and that I think is tragic. But, you know, I'm not going to shed any tears if I see a police station on fire. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Ken in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Ken.
Hello, sir. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Ken. Good. You're on the air.
Good. Hey, yeah, I just wanted to, you guys kind of cracked open a whole can of, like, tons of worms on this
stuff. We're good at that. Worms. Go ahead.
Well, I've been a cop for a little over 20 years. And, I mean, I can tell you ever since the Garner incident, every year it updates, they go over, not to do exactly what those guys did. They warn you of the consequences, how dangerous it is.
Just to interrupt here, Eric Garner, the guy who was choked to death previously, this one in New York City, for selling loose cigarettes.
Yes. They go over that, and, you know, positional asphyxia. You know, you can't have somebody on their stomach, mm-hmm. and you sure as hell can't kneel on their neck for, you know, what was it, 6 or 8 minutes?
Yeah. Now, Mark had mentioned earlier that he felt that kneeling on someone's back was an appropriate tactic. Is that something they teach?
No, I said the cops did.
Is that something they teach?
Usually they don't want you to kneel on the back. Usually, in order just long enough to get the cuff on,
mm-hmm.
A lot of guys will kneel on an arm on the bicep or the you know something like that. And a lot of times it does end up being on the back, but it's brief. It's not not enough to cause damage. You can't keep it, you know, like those guys did. You can't keep it there. You're gonna kill it. He knew what he was doing was going to kill the guy. All of them should be. They should have been arrested on the spot. Every dog on one of them.
Well, what would you have done if you were one of the?
I'm sorry. I just want to say thank you for saying that. I appreciate you saying that as a person in your position.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it too because Mark wouldn't believe it earlier when I told him. But look, what would you have done if you were in this situation and you saw a couple of your coworkers treating somebody like these Minneapolis police? What would you have done?
I would have pulled them off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what those guys actually told that guy to stop what he was doing. I guess he's like, no, I'm good. And they did nothing. They knew the guy was good. They knew the danger of what he was doing. Mm. And they didn't care.
Ken, was there anything else you wanted to share here tonight?
Well, yes. The biggest problem I see with police in general as far as use of force, we go to the academy before you start. And then you go and you learn, you know, hand to hand and arm bars and everything else in the academy. But then that's it. You don't ever have any more training. So the problem with police and use of force and using tasers and guns and batons, most cops don't know how to do hand to hand combat. It's not like military where they practice repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Do they teach that you go from zero to 60?
You know.
I'm sorry. I just had a question. Do they teach peaceful de-escalation?
We do that. I mean, a lot of that stuff to go over briefly in updates. But any more updates are usually online, and it's most guys don't even pay attention. There are classes you can elect to go to. Stuff you know they call verbal judo, stuff like that, de-escalation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But most guys don't go. I mean, a lot of that stuff most people learn on the job. You know, how to de-escalate the situation, but some guys are horrible at it. But in general, a lot of guys, there would be a lot less injuries and use of force if they would institute a mandatory training as far as with, you know, hand-to-hand combat. Mm-hmm. You know, not combat hurting people, but just knowing how to do less than lethal stuff with your hands.
Right, to stop an attack, to take down somebody as quickly and as painlessly as possible.
Right. I mean, cops are human. You know, fear comes into it. When you've got somebody coming at you, you internally and quickly have to take note of, you know, your mental inventory. I mean, your physical inventory as far as what you know how to do. And most cops, it's yell at them or grab the taser or grab the mace or grab the gun or the baton. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to wrestle. They don't know
jiu-jitsu classes really should be part of training. I mean, the arm bars are taught and all that stuff, but I mean, an arm bar is only useful when you get somebody into a position to put them in an arm bar.
Ken, really interesting call. I want to thank you for sharing it. We'll make sure we get some other folks on here. Really, I think probably one of the best calls of the night. Thank you for sharing your perspective on that from inside the police. It's nice to know there's some level-headed people still in that world. So I appreciate your call. Let's continue here with Joe. He's in Daytona Beach. And, Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I'm going to try to kind of ask a completely random question here, and then I'm going to go back to something that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know how closely you guys follow the Libertarian Party, but they just had their nomination for president and vice president.
They did,
So they nominated.
Well, they had vice. Okay.
Yeah, they do the same week.
Joe
did the same week.
Yeah, I didn't see the vice.
There's the guy's name is Spike, I believe. I forget his last name. And,
yeah, Spike
Spike Cohen, and then the presidential nominee is the former vice presidential nominee from 1996, so she must have been in her 30s at that time, but Joe Jorgensen, who is expected to be, by the way, a guest on Free Talk Live coming up on Tuesday night.
Oh, awesome. I'll definitely listen to that one. And one other question, did you all talk about, I caught it like about an hour and a half ago, so I didn't hear the whole thing. Would y'all talk about the Donald Trump tweet about what happened at the White House the night before?
No, what happened at the White House?
Yeah, so apparently there were some people at the gates of the White House, and he tweeted about it. So you can check out his Twitter. And he was saying how the agents there defended the White House, and they were about to send out some vicious dogs to the people over there. I'll try to read it verbatim here if I can bring it up. Hold on.
He's always got some kind of entertaining.
This is the House of the People.
Tweet going on.
Yeah, and he was acting like a dictator. You know, like it's the king over there.
Sure.
Let me get
King
back
Trump.
Here.
Well, that was actually one of my messages today when I was at the Manchester Black Lives Matter protest where I was handing out flyers from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. My thought was, you know, I will give these flyers to anybody, right? So if there's a large group of people somewhere, I want to bring these flyers out there, especially now with all the unrest going on. And I handed out dozens and dozens, like two pretty large stacks of flyers to folks at this particular event. And one of the ways I was kind of explaining it to people, when they would stop and ask, because not everybody asks, they just take the flyer and they go, but sometimes they'll ask, hey, what's this about? And I would say, well, because a lot of the one of the chants that you heard at this event was F Trump, right? Except they said the full word. They'd say F Trump. I said, well, you want to F Trump? One of the best ways you can do that is to say goodbye. Just leave the end the United States. Let's end this experiment. And a lot of them, you know, they were like, they're nodding their head. They thought this was a good idea. So I got a lot of good response from the lefties, just like I got a lot of good response from the righties when I handed the flyers out to them. So people like the idea of ending this experiment.
Yeah, greater self-actualization is something that many people can agree on. Now, they don't like it when the other side wants it because they want to control them. But that's really what the whole political process is putting you in this gerbil wheel so that you can go after the other guy. If you just let the weirdo on the other side of the street act the way they want, so long as they don't hurt other people, then you can have freedom for yourself.
Do we have that Trump tweet pulled up?
Yeah, I got it. It's a couple of different threads, but it'll take me like, you know, probably 30 seconds to read it all. So he says, this is Donald Trump tweeting here. Great job last night at the White House by the U.S. Secret Service. They were not only totally professional, but very cool. I was inside, watched every move, and couldn't have felt more safe. They let the protesters, in quote, scream and rant as much as they wanted, but whenever someone got too frisky or out of line, they would quickly come down on them hard. It didn't know what hit them. The front line was replaced with fresh agents like magic. Big crowd, professionally organized, but nobody came close to breaching the fence. If they had, they would have been greeted with the most vicious dogs and most ominous, whatever the word is,
nice.
I have ever seen. That's when people would have been really badly hurt, at least. Many
release the hounds!
That's what I was thinking. I was talking about Mr. Burns.
Right. So
the other presidents have dogs named Sneakers. He's got, like, Tooth and Fang.
Thanks, Joe, for the call.
Apparently, S is hitting the fan in Seattle. They're imposing a 5 p.m. curfew.
Oh,
cars
boy.
Are on fire, and people are out.
Heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do.
It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.